Simply Done, the podcast network.
Hey, buddy.
What is this shit?
Hey.
What is this fucking thing?
It's not what is this what is fucking this? Thing. That's the Awake. From the
Javajo shit?
From the Watchtower Society, yes.
So it is Javajo.
Jehovah's Witness stuff.
Huh.
Yeah, it's very good stuff. And it's not shit. It's
doesn't look like a comic book, though. You've always bragged it up like it's a comic
it's
book.
It's never bragged it up like it's a comic book.
Yeah, you kind of
did. It's very
did.
Spiritual. It's very...
Okay.
It's very, you know, there's a lot of good, healthy things in there.
Okay, great. Mole usually says something to get things going, but since he's been gone for these best of shows, Wolfie, you want to do it?
Yeah, fuck yeah, I do. And I love this song.
Coming to you pre-recorded from Simply Don, the Podcast Network Studios at a secret location in West Hollywood, California. It's the Big Three Podcast. Hey, everybody, I'm Don.
Mole would say.
Okay, yeah, Mole would say that, but we're not asking what Mole would say. We're pointing it to you.
So then I would say, hi, everybody, and thank you for...
No, just introduce your fucking
I'm
self.
I'm Scary Perry.
Okay, and...
The king of Fright Night Comedy. There's, you know...
Okay, Perry, what are you doing? We haven't talked about Mary Jane. Hello, Mary,
hi, Mary Jane.
Jane. How are you?
Hello, fine, thank you, and you?
She's here, good. And of course, Mr. Bohr himself, Vince, is in there.
He's not boring, he's a nice guy over there, but he's the one
yeah, only, can I say this? You're the only guy who's ever said that he's not boring.
Vince claimed the stars and the planets are going to kill all the Earthlings.
Oh, he's so fucking nuts.
Nanu.
What are you talking about? You're not talking about that stupid fucking show, are you? The Robin
stupid
Williams.
Stupid fucking show. That's what got him off the ground.
What are you talking
Robin
about?
Robin Williams? That's what got him started.
Mork and Mindy. Yeah, I know what got him started. It's an idiotic fucking show. And anybody who liked it was a moron, I remember. Why'd you bring that up?
Because I liked the show. And if you think I'm a moron, all right, next subject.
Well, wait a minute.
Have you
been watching it?
Yeah.
How many episodes did you watch?
I'm done with all three seasons.
What?
Yeah.
Well, anyway, if you don't know what's going on here, we've kind of gone on hiatus from doing podcasts. So we raised some money to try to make something out of this project. And we didn't raise what we needed to make a movie and a reality series, but we did raise enough, or almost enough, to put together a reality series pilot. And we're going to shoot that soon. So to kind of keep people around, I've been putting out some best of shows. Well, in the meantime, the best of shows, we've got a great one today, by the way. But Mole checked into rehab, so he's not here. Maybe we'll call him in a little while. You want to talk to him?
Sure, that'd be nice.
Okay. Like I was saying, it's pointless to continue with no money being made. All that happens is I keep spending money and getting nothing back, and then I've got to deal with this fucking dude. Yeah, you're not easy to deal with, you know that.
I know that.
All right, so we're going to try and put together this, and then we're going to try to sell our pilot, and hopefully we get a reality series. But I got to be honest with you, we had our big windy weekend to try to draw some sort of attention to it, and nobody's really bid on it. So we may be heading towards the end, but we'll have a better idea what's going on at the start of the new year.
Can I make a kind remark about today's football game?
Not about this comic book they brought, The Awake.
It's not a comic book. The Awake magazine is not a comic book.
Why would you bring this literature here?
Because I wanted to share it with you.
Are you trying to recruit me?
If you like what you read and you look up the scriptures in the Bible and you like what you're reading and stuff, and it's very spiritual. It's very helpful for your daily... mental ability and your relationship with
Let's
Mary
see.
Jane.
In Germany in 2012, this is from the Jevo comic book.
Jehovah's Witness, Awake magazine.
One of Germany's highest courts ruled that people cannot formally quit a church with the status of the public corporation and still remain a member of the religion community. And they talk about Bolivia, Japan. Japanese scientists have shown that receiving praise, what? Activates reward-related areas of the brain. So this is they hypnotize you.
We don't hypnotize anybody.
All right. Well, let's get. Can we not talk about religion? Okay. Religion starts wars, and let's be at a mellow thing. This is going to be a best of show.
Okay.
Now, anything going on in your life as of late?
I wouldn't say anything going on in my personal life. I'm more on the topic that's going on right now with what happened in Centennial, Colorado, that gun shooting.
Oh, terrible,
dude. These kids, and I also blame the parents on raising these kids. Because
why the parents?
Well, because if the parents didn't own these guns, free enough for the kids to go into wherever the gun is in the house, an unlocked gun locker, one, or in a gun drawer, in a drawer where the gun sits, two. I'm thinking this was a shotgun. It was in a gun locker. Or on the wall of their home, whatever. And then this kid was also, they said that he went to the gun store to buy ammo like a week earlier.
Yeah.
First off, I'm gonna make something kind of cute and funny about rules and regulations.
You want me to bring out your Awake comic
book?
No,
no, no. It's not a comic book. It's the Awake magazine. But I kind of made some rules and regulations about what should be started. Like for example, when we were kids, you can't smoke cigarettes or drink alcohol. Well, I say it like this. Alcohol should be sold to everyone 13 and up. Cigarettes?
Wait a minute.
Let me finish.
Oh, let me just ask you that. You're saying that like a 13-year-old should be allowed to buy alcohol.
Able to drink alcohol. When you're with your family allows you to have a sip of the drink.
So that's what happened to you.
Nothing. No. All right. When you're 13, I'm saying 13 and up, you should be able to buy alcohol. Cigarettes should be sold to anyone unless they are, anyone unless they are 18.
So people over 18.
Cigarettes and up should be sold to anyone 18 and over. Guns should be sold to anyone who is not a professional. Did I write this correctly?
Oh, you're reading.
Should be sold to only professional hunters, and those in the law enforcement, in the military, whatever. Okay.
Yes, Mary Jane.
Perry, that violates the Constitution. That would put us into a police state to where we have no freedom, and any Hitler could come along and start murdering certain species.
All right, this is his feeling.
Just my emotional feeling, okay?
Wrong.
Because guns should only go to professional hunters and to the law. Nobody should really be out there freely owning guns to where their kids can
grab the gun off
the gun rack or off the shelf or even in your gun cabinet.
I don't have a gun cabinet.
And I'm just saying.
But I don't have one.
Not you, just anybody.
But you said my gun cabinet.
I'm saying my, meaning anybody that has a...
Okay, well, let me ask you a question about that.
Okay.
Let's say I'm a guy, I'm 18 years old, and I want to kill my neighbor. Now, I don't have a gun, so I can go get a hunting license, say I want to go kill deer, and then I can go get the gun, kill my neighbor.
That wouldn't be something that would be smart.
Well, for who?
For you, your neighbor.
Right, but what I'm saying is you're trying to stop the bad people from getting guns, and you're saying the only people that could have guns are the law enforcement.
I'm not saying that could have guns, that should have guns.
Okay. All right, well, there you go. Another really interesting thing. Did you have more? I'm sorry.
No, and then the Sandy Hook thing. It's just so...
What?
Not Sandy Hook. The city was Centennial, Colorado, where the young girl, her name was Claire Esther Davis. She was a senior at the Arapaho High School in Centennial, Colorado.
Now explain who she is exactly.
She was the young girl, I guess, that this punk kid, I forget his name, that went into the school... And fired a shotgun round down the hall. Didn't hit anybody. Then saw her and then shot her in the head.
And killed her?
Yeah, she's not dead. She's got major head injury. She's not dead yet. Please, we don't want to have her die at all. It's just...
Yeah. All right, well, anyway...
makes me want to cry because, you know, I have a heart for these children and their families.
You know what's funny? This is a side of that people don't really get a chance to see of you, because I see you right now. You're starting to cry right now, aren't you? Aren't you?
Yeah. It's just very sad.
It is. It's terrible. And you had some good ideas to try to curb this. But you didn't even know this girl. And yet,
I don't need to know. I don't
look at
need.
You. Look at you. Look at you.
You're, like, you're crying too.
I'm not crying. I'm not a whiny little bitch like you.
No, you know, if you have a heart and you have feelings and you have feelings for people, total strangers or even family, even if they, you know, whether or not I know these people, who gives a shit? It's the fact that this is going on.
Yeah.
And even in that other town that wasn't far from this town where those kids, what is it, Sandy Hook or something like that?
Yeah.
Am I right with the
name?
I don't know. Okay, well,
Whatever you're doing, I mean, I'm listening to this story and just the emotion that you're putting into it and the research that you've done for this. Unbelievable.
It's hard.
Are you going to cry again? Okay, so that thing was a joke?
No, it's not.
That was a joke?
It's not a joke.
I was actually thinking, so this whole thing's a fucking joke to you.
It's not a joke.
Then why would you laugh and make a big mockery of it at the end?
No, that was not a laugh.
You were mocking it.
That was not a laugh.
You were fake crying.
All right, let's go back to the other story.
We don't have time for another story. This is a best of show. Now, today's best of Big Three show is about a scam that I tried to pull. And like every other time that I've tried to include you in this, it seems like you're the one that always screws up the scam.
Scam?
Yeah, when we try to get money from Mole and all that kind of stuff.
Whatever.
Well, you haven't?
If you want to call it ruined it, I just didn't want to be a part of...
No, every time you want the money.
Well, that would be nice, but I never was able to get money.
Oh, damn. We'll let this go to voicemail. So, we had a perfect scam set up, and you fucked it up. I include you, you fuck it up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Just trust me. Do you remember when we did your 20th anniversary of you getting in the show business show live?
All right.
And we gave Mole $100. He was willing to take that $100.
Okay.
On today's podcast, we're going to play the entire story just to show you how you blew the perfect scam. I tried to make this thing work to the best of my abilities, and it did take a while, and it also went over the course of a few podcasts. Mole eventually walked out at one point because he was so mad, but I was thinking this. I don't know what's going to happen when we stop doing podcasts. You want to make a few extra dollars, yes or no?
Sure.
Okay. Now, I haven't paid Mole his check yet.
Okay.
All right. You know how much money we made?
Oh, yes.
How would you like you and I to split Mole's money?
That'd be cool.
Okay. Let's tell him that we only got $100 on this apiece. Let's call him right now over at his rehab center. You want to do that?
Sure.
Don't blow this. If you blow this, this will be the last time that I ever include you in a scam, okay?
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Mole.
Yeah?
It's Dan Barris.
Dude.
And Scaremaster.
I'm only allowed to be on this phone for like 10 minutes because I kind of snuck in. Hold on. I got to go into the other room. I'm going to get in the common room.
Okay.
It's just this chick is obsessed with that rapper Common, so she's got his picture up everywhere.
Oh, really?
Hey, what are you doing?
Well, listen, I got some good news, buddy. We're about to get paid for our windy weekend.
And take
a guess how much. I'll give you a hint. It's three figures.
Okay. The first figure is a stick figure, okay? Mm-hmm. Second figure is a figure eight. And third figure is figure it out, Mo. Yeah, figure it out, Mo.
Okay, I don't think you have a clue of what's going on here. All right, I'm going to have Perry take over for just a second. The Scare Master's here with me.
Hey, buddy. Hey, what's going on?
Buddy, what are you guys doing?
We're doing the show. We're doing the best of show.
Yeah, we're doing a best of show.
What are you talking about? You said you weren't going to do any more shows anymore.
I know it, but I also promised the people that I would do it until the end of the year, and we stopped doing shows. So
right,
I thought
so
we...
Is this the last one?
No. We've got a...
Like the end of which year are we talking about?
2014.
The end of
2013. We're going to do 52 of them.
But don't 52 you
best of
like
shows?
Yeah.
Diminishing returns at this point.
I don't look at it that way. Anyway, listen.
You know, it's like, you don't think when you say goodbye to somebody and you still keep walking along the sidewalk with them, they're like, okay, bye. Oh, yeah. You parked over here? Oh, yeah, me too. Okay, let's walk over there. Okay, so long. Take it easy. Yeah, have a good day. Okay, well, it's a good day.
A mile later.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Oh, my God, you have the same parking structures I have. Okay. Okay, but anyway, take it easy. Good to see you. Yeah. We're on the same level. Okay, what is it, P3? Do you need to get these validated? I don't know. Did you get validated?
Okay, you're really painting a good picture of what this would be like, but I think you're kind of overdoing it a little bit. Well, what I'm going to do, Perry's got some good news about the money from the Windy Weekend. I'm going to let Perry handle what's going to happen, and he's going to explain to you how to get some money. Go ahead, Perry.
I don't know what you want me to say about the explanation, but...
explanation means like when you're explaining something.
Well, all right, but what's there to explain? We got very little for the Windy Weekend.
What do you mean very little? We got into three figures.
$100? You call that a lot of money?
Yeah!
All right.
You could buy a video game with that
and
have money after.
All right. We got three figures apiece for the Windy Weekend.
Yeah.
And that's basically it.
How much money is that?
$100 apiece.
$100?
That's it.
Each get $100?
Yep.
What are you going to do with your money, Mole?
Well, honestly, I was probably going to buy something cool with it, go to the 99 cent store and get like 99 things and then save $1 and put away for another time. But then I just found out that my aunt, that just like Cookie, my aunt needs eyes.
What?
My aunt needs eyes.
Your aunt needs eyes?
Yeah, like Cookie did.
My
your
dad's
aunt.
Sister. Yeah, my aunt. She needs eyes like Cookie, which... Let me ask you, first up, I don't know how much eyes are. This is where I talk to you, Scare Master, because I know you have a connection.
Because of your father. And
the cornea connection.
We just passed the one-year anniversary of the passing.
Of Cookie.
Of my dad.
Caramello.
Oh, so he definitely isn't using those eyes anymore, right?
He's dead. He's dead and everything's been gone.
Okay, well, let's get those eyes. And I
how do I get those eyes? Mo, how do you get those eyes when my dad was cremated?
The eyes are the windows to the soul, dude.
Listen
and
to me again. He's dead.
They take the windows off, and they have to reglaze them.
Mo, he's dead.
$100, Scare Master. Scare Master, hold on. Hey, Dan, don't lose over a second. Scare Master.
What?
Listen, $100, are you absolutely sure of that? You're absolutely sure it's $100?
That's what I see. That's what I'm looking at.
Okay, so, but I want to ask you something. Do you think there's a possibility, and it's between you and I, do you think there's a possibility that Simply Dan is overpaying us?
I don't know. I really do not know.
Because I don't feel right about taking money that's not our money, you know? Like, if I took money that didn't belong to me, I'd feel terrible about that.
Mole, we all made money for this show, all right? We all made money working on this show. So, if you're getting $100, you're getting $100. And that's a great pay. That's a great paycheck, okay?
It is?
Yes.
Can I quote you on that? That $100 is a great paycheck?
What?
Can I quote you on that?
When I just like, for a one night gig, yes, that's a good job.
But what about for a whole weekend?
Yeah, I mean.
Can I come back in now? Can I?
Sure.
Come on in, Dan.
Okay. Hey, you know, Mo, what we're doing is we're playing some back clips from other shows, and we're having a best of the big three right now.
That's fun. Hold on a second. I took those pills. I don't need more of them. Okay, just leave them over here. I'll take some more.
Okay. But what I don't want you to do is I don't want you to hear this right here, what we're about to listen to. So would you mind putting your fingers in your ears, please?
Okay,
and put your fingers in your ears. Okay, perfect. Now, the reason that I didn't want Mole to hear this, because in a way, we're pulling the exact same scam on him again. Now, this is one from before, right after the 20th anniversary of Perry being in show business. We tried to pull this scam on him. Well, here's that story, and here's how Perry blew it for us. Vince, can you play that for us, please?
You better not blow it this time.
I talked to a lot of people at the big live show. Everybody kept asking the same thing. What happened to Perry Pie Talk? Everybody got really bummed out about it. They're saying his energy went down after he stopped eating pie. So the boss upstairs, you know why they said no pie talk?
Why?
No more pies. Because of their whole deal they have with the pie.
Yeah.
They want to try something. They're calling it mini donuts and Red Bull. Are these you got 60 seconds to see how many mini donuts and Red Bulls you can.
No.
Now, what are the rules on this exactly, Mo?
He's got to drink that Red Bull and eat a bunch of little powdered donuts. We got a box of powdered donuts and a Red Bull.
And if you finish the box, what does he get?
Well, let's see. Let's see if he can finish the box.
All right. Nice. Ready? 60 seconds.
So, at that podcast, Dan, it sure seemed like there were a lot of ladies there.
There's a lot of girls.
And you know what they kept talking
backstage.
About?
What's that?
Was how excited they were to take a picture with Scaremaster.
They really were. It was kind of bizarre. Because why would anybody want a picture with Perry?
Why wouldn't they?
What? I can't hear you.
He's very photogenic.
Why wouldn't they?
I can't hear you.
Drink the Red Bull.
He's not even a third of the way done with the donuts, and it's a minute. Do we give him more time?
You want a donut extension?
I don't know.
Scaremaster, you want a donut extension?
Okay.
You got to ask for it.
Okay, donut extension.
Okay, what were you going to say, Mary Jane?
Perry, it might go quicker if you do not lick your fingers in between every single donut. Just eat them all and then lick your fingers after.
That's a great tip.
Okay.
Now we're going for the 2 minutes, right? 2 minutes. He gets 2 minutes instead of the 60 seconds. He really isn't very good at this.
Yeah, but look how he does. He stacks two in his mouth. He stacks two of the donuts in his mouth. Look, he gets one, and he gets two. And as the first one's being chewed, he takes a sip of the Red Bull.
I can't stuff my mouth with a bunch of donuts. It's like
you shouldn't talk.
Do you remember when we were doing the show?
There was that one girl that came back. She had a boyfriend there. They wouldn't let her boyfriend back, but she came. She looked really good.
You're licking your fingers again, Scaremaster.
All right. And, all right.
Well, what happened?
You got 20 seconds.
What happened?
No, he's got two seconds.
No,
20
One.
Seconds. 20 seconds.
No, he's done. Do we give him another minute?
Double donut extension.
He's got to ask for it.
Call double donut.
You got to call double donut extension. You got to do it, Perry. Come on!
Double donut extension.
You got it.
Did he say double donut extension?
I think he did. He just got it.
All right. He's got, oh boy. Is he going to do this? He's got 3 minutes.
That's crazy.
Okay. He's got 30 seconds left. 30 seconds.
Oh, he's almost got it.
No, I don't think he's going to do it. I really don't think he's going to do it. Right now, you know what? Right now, he's got to be thinking. He's got 20 seconds. He's got 20 seconds left. He's never going to do it. He's resting. There goes a donut. All right.
He's got 10
seconds left. All right. And he's got 5, 4.
Just get him in your mouth. Get him in your mouth. You don't have to swallow him. They just have to get him in your mouth.
1, 0. Okay. He didn't get it. Well, he could have won something, but he didn't.
Came pretty close, though.
He came really close, but we gave him double donut extension, throwing an extension, and he didn't do it. So, no money. Oh, well.
Oh, what? You're going to keep all my money?
You're not going to keep all the money.
Speaking of money, guess who's broke?
What do you mean?
Me.
Me.
From what?
I made all these bad investments.
Oh, you know what we didn't do yet?
What?
I haven't paid you for the show.
What show?
We got money for the live podcast.
Oh, awesome.
Put that down. Just listen to what's going on.
Did Scaremaster get money, too?
I've already given Perry his.
Oh, all right.
And here it is. We got it.
Scaremaster, all right, man. We made some money. Nice. Mm-hmm.
We made a total of, guess how much?
I don't know.
Total of $300.
Sweet. So that's
$100
each? $100
a piece. And there's your $100.
Oh, awesome, man.
Congratulations.
That's
it's a great show.
Cool.
$100 each. Oh, man, that is fantastic.
Hey, let me ask
you. What are you guys doing with your $100?
I've already spent it.
I've already banked my money.
Have you?
And paid my bills.
With your $100, you paid your bills?
Some of them.
How many bills did you pay with your $100?
I paid one major bill, which was my cable bill.
You pay $100 for cable?
I pay more than that.
So how'd you pay with $100?
It went in with the rest of my
money. Oh, okay. You added it to the rest of my money.
All right.
What am I going to do with my $100?
I was just thinking to myself, I got a pen in hand, and I'm willing to give you an opportunity to double that money.
Double my money?
So instead of leaving here with $100, you could leave here with $200. Do you want to try to do this?
Sure. Yeah, it sounds easy.
All right. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to write down a number. I'm going to show this number to the Scaremaster, and it's a number between 1 and 20,000.
Okay.
If you can tell me the number, you are going to win $100 from me. If you don't, I get that $100. Okay. I've written down. What is that number?
Scare us, you want to hold the money?
No.
I'll hold the money
no.
until you
How
get the
much?
Number.
What is the number?
Is it 6,000?
6,000 what?
138.
Nope.
Okay. It's my $100. Nice try. You want another chance? Do you have any more money?
I have $200 left on me, but this is my
let's
bus
do this.
Money.
All right, let's do this.
This is all the cash I got left.
Give me another number for another $100.
Okay.
What is it?
Oh, guess again?
Yeah.
I get another guess? Well, that's pretty good odds for me because I've already knocked one out of there.
Between 1 and 20,000.
Okay. Is it 6,337?
Nope, it is not. You want to go another $100 to try to get some
it's
of this
money?
It's my
last $100.
You want to do it, yes or no?
You're losing all your money if
you
want to
do it again.
That's your problem.
You want to do it again.
See, I'm pretty much due to win.
Between 1 and 20,000. You want to guess yes or no? You've knocked off two numbers.
No, I'll hold on to this one. Maybe you should give Scaremaster a chance to win some money.
You guys never want me to win anything.
All right. I'll give you a chance to win some money here. Perry, this is for $100. Here we go. Just write down a number between 1 and 20,000. Okay, this is between 1 and 20,000. Think hard. Take off your headphones for a second, okay?
I took them off.
Perry, listen to me. This is a snap. This is finally you're going to get some money out of this piece of shit because he's so stupid he fell for it. All right, let's do this.
Okay, I'm going to guess, but
Put your headphones back on.
Sorry. I can't lose another $100. Okay, Scaremaster. I'm going to guess, but I want to ask you some questions first, okay?
Go ahead.
What is your horoscope sign?
Scorpio.
Okay. What is your favorite ice cream flavor?
Favorite ice cream flavor used to be Rocky Road.
Now?
Now it's soy ice cream, so it's like soy chocolate chip.
Okay. When's the last time you cried?
This morning.
What were you crying about?
Pussy. What'd you pussy?
Crying about my aunt.
What happened to your aunt?
Oh, she's slowly dying. I mean, my mom's gone, and my aunt's going to be going. You know, family's family.
Is it 48?
It is 48.
How the fuck did you guess?
How old are you?
48.
That's Thank why.
You. Oh, you owe me $100.
You owe him $100.
How do I owe you $100?
Because you just bet me $100. I wouldn't guess it.
That was your $100.
No. You were betting the
$100. $100. So what? If I guess it, I get nothing? Come on. What are you talking about? You just bet me $100.
You do owe him $100. Do you have the money?
I don't have $100 on me.
Oh, you're pretty quick to bet it.
You're willing to take a chance on this guy.
Fuck.
Scaremaster, what's up,
man? All right, I'll make you a deal. I'll give you another chance for the number that I had before.
For his 100? But Scaremaster owes me $100. Why don't we double it? Why not the 100 he owes me plus his 100 and I'll get it?
All right, it's $200.
Is it 6,318?
Nope. Here was the number. 6,139.
Oh, man.
So, Perry, you owe me $100.
How do I owe you $100?
Because you just
owe
bet.
Him the 100.
You owed him 100. I tried to get it back for you, but I couldn't do it.
God.
So you owe me 100. Not a big deal.
And now I lose all my money.
We came back a success. I just want to say to the two of you guys, I really think that what we did over at the Comedy Store was spectacular.
I thank you guys for
it wasn't
putting
the
it
Comedy
on
Store.
Me.
Hey, man, we made $100 each, right, Scaremaster?
Sure did. It was nice, too.
Yeah.
Did you think we were going to make that much or no?
I was thinking for more, but, you know, $100 is $100. So, I mean, it was a good payday.
Whatever was happening up there was not my business. That's your own thing.
I was just talking to the guy.
Okay, fine. Whatever you're doing. I listen, if it's 2-on-1, if it's whatever you guys
do.
I don't know what all the rules to your lifestyle, dude. That's all I'm saying. But I know
just
that I should not.
To these people.
I understand.
You were doing a threesome?
They were working stuff
out, right.
I guess.
Yeah, right. Sure.
It was like him and the guy, and the girl was watching.
Seriously.
It's like, shut your mouth, you sick idiot.
Hold on.
Him and the guy.
Hey, can I go to the bathroom? Are we doing the show now?
We're not yet. You no. Go real quick if you've got to go. Well,
yeah, hello. If you love that dude, that's your business.
I don't love the dude. God damn. You're weird.
Hey, Perry. Do me a favor, okay? Be fucking cool.
Be fucking cool?
Yeah,
that's
yeah. No,
cool.
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you're blowing a scam of mine.
What scam?
The scam with the money that I gave Mole. You got to shut your fucking mouth.
I didn't say nothing.
You didn't say anything. Yes, you did.
What are you talking about?
Last week.
I still don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. How much money did you make on your... From the big show?
The anniversary show?
From the big holiday
show.
Oh,
it was like $970.
Yeah. You don't say anything. I gave him $100. I'm scamming him, you
okay.
dope.
Okay, well, I'm not saying anything.
Okay, well, shut up.
Shh.
All right. Jeez, oh, man.
I'm back.
Okay.
Okay.
What were you guys talking about?
Talking about the...
Master, what were you talking
I'll
about?
I'll handle it.
Talking about
Perry.
What's the name in Aurora?
What? Shh. No, we were talking about what was going on upstairs. And as I find out, nothing bad was happening.
Awesome.
It's time once again for the $10 shout-out.
$10 shout-out!
Dear Big Three, I have to say that one of the best times of my life was at the Big Three holiday show, and I noticed the place was packed with diehard fans that were also having the time of their lives. I'm pretty good with numbers, so I thought that the split would have been a little bigger. I'm not trying to start things up, but only $100 a piece? Forget that. All right.
Yeah,
then,
it did seem like there were more people.
Let me get on with the rest of the letter. Anyway, keep up the good work. Big Three.
Didn't someone give us like $700 to go to the spaghetti thing? I don't know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Math. Did Scaremaster take all the dough? Dan, did Scaremaster...
How could I take all the dough?
Hey, don't
you
listen
know,
for a second, Scaremaster. Don't listen
Take off
second.
Your headphones for a second. What are you
Dan,
saying?
It just seems to me that there should be more money. And if you and I each only got $100, I think Scaremaster owes us some money.
Well, I gave Perry a check for $100 too, but that's right. There were two people that bid $700.
So,
oh, wait a second.
Wait a second. Does
we
he,
have bills.
He has the money.
Bills.
He has the money.
Bills.
He may have taken a lot of the money when they went to the dinner at his place.
So that's where he's got the money. So he
I don't have any money.
Are you saying he ripped us off?
I think so.
How could I rip anybody off?
Put your headphones back on. Let's just be cool, Dan. Just be cool.
All right, let's try to weasel out.
So, Scaremaster.
Yes.
Where's the money?
What money?
The body.
The money that you stole from Mole.
Give the body.
How could I steal money from Mole when I was handed a check?
Two people pay $700 a piece for a ticket.
And if tickets were $10, $15 at the door, and there were at least three people there.
There was more than three people, though.
Right.
Isn't it
funny? You mean over 300 people.
Yeah, well.
Okay, so you owe us the money, Scaremaster.
I don't owe anybody any money.
Well, you know what? We should probably just forget about the whole thing, but just know that Perry was the guy that ripped us off.
Okay.
How can I rip somebody off?
Just go along with it.
Can I do this? Can I do this? Can I have a friend of mine who's a cop call you guys about it?
We really should drop the whole thing. I'm just saying this. There's nothing good that's going to come out of it. We're going to be mad at Perry, and we'll probably start
mad at me for what?
Dan. For stealing.
Dan.
How could I steal something?
Take your headphones off for a second.
How could I
steal? Take your headphones off.
How could I steal?
My friend the cop will get the money from Scaremaster.
Why? How will he do that?
He can get it.
But Mole, we should just forget this. Just forget it. Put your headphones back on.
Your friend the cop's going to get money from me, huh?
All right, we're in the middle of a $10 shout-out.
You listening in?
You're right across from me, so how could I not listen in?
Just get the records to see if there's any large deposits over $100.
If there's any hackers out there who know how to get into people's bank accounts, like anyone, like Anonymous or somebody, who could access Comerica's...
Oh, we will need... Perry, what's your Social Security number?
None of your business.
Why can't you tell us?
None of your business.
Why?
None of your business.
I'll give you mine.
I don't give out
I'll give you mine.
Security numbers.
932-70-9497-3947-6.
Now, we don't want you to scam out all of Scaremaster Savings. We just want to know if any large deposits have been made.
Of over $100.
Over $100.
None of your business.
Well, we're going to find out, and if there's any larger deposits than that, then we know you scammed us out of money from the big show.
How can I scam you guys
exactly,
out of money?
Exactly.
When
you're the guy that was there.
You were the guy over there
that had the big dinner over at your place.
You swear that you only got a check for $100. Don't look at me. Look at Dan. I mean, don't look at Dan. Look at me.
I'm looking at Dan. Don. His name is Don, not Dan.
Okay, well, Now look at me.
I'm looking at you.
How much was the check for?
$100.
You swear on the big
three?
You swear on the big three?
The big three is over. This is the last show. Thank you.
You're done?
I'm done.
You're no longer part of the show.
There's no more show. Because he thinks all we got is $100.
This is what I think he believes. I think that something happened at that lunch, dinner, whatever you called it, when the three of you got in bed, Andrew, Jim, and you
got some extra dough, and that's fine.
That's fine.
I didn't get
just admit
extra
it.
Dough.
Just admit it.
I did not
just
get
admit
extra...
it.
Admit what?
That Andrew and Jim, they really looked up to you, and one thing
they were nice.
Yeah, see, and they tipped you a little money,
they didn't tip me any money.
You did some things in bed to them, and they did some things to you. There's a few pictures.
What are you talking about?
What happened that day at the lunch? With Andrew and Jim. That's what I'm talking about.
There's no
Perry.
Gay shit that happened.
I don't know. I wasn't there,
you
Perry.
You were taking the pictures
I
of
wasn't
Mary
there.
Jane.
I wasn't there.
You were doing the pictures of Mary Jane.
Mary Jane, was I there?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's right. You weren't there. I'm sorry.
Okay, so you're making up lies, Perry. And what
well,
am I supposed to believe?
You know what?
What am I supposed to believe?
Fuck.
All right, how much was the check for Scaremaster?
$100.
Come on.
$100. Get it through your fucking head.
And if I find out if it's for different, will you give me the difference?
No.
Wait, then why?
Because there was no difference.
So then what's the difference?
Here's what you do. Have your police friends check his Comerica account and see if there's any deposits larger than $100. And if there was,
Right. Now, wait a second. Nobody's going to check any of my bank accounts.
He can do that. That's not a problem.
There's nobody's going to check any of my bank accounts.
Mary Jane.
Keep in mind, he gets a big government check at the first of every month, and the 25th was before the first.
Okay. What do you mind? Mind your own fucking business.
So on July 5th.
Mind your own fucking business, you bitch!
Hey, don't call her a
bitch.
I'm
going to call her whatever the fuck I want to.
Is she lying? Was she lying? Do you get a check on the first? Yes or no?
Yeah, I get my
and
government.
And you're the bitch.
I get my you're, government fucking
right.
check.
Right, that's exactly what she said.
What happened with you
said.
And that guy on the roof tonight?
What guy? The guy
what
that
happened
was
with you
to?
And Andrew and Jim the day of the big loss?
You guys all sat in your fucking stupid photo shoot.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Was he?
He just right. asked you a simple question. What happened during the launch? Did you get tips for sexual favors with Andrew and Jim?
No, I didn't get tips for sexual favors from Andrew or Jim. No, we didn't do any sexual favors with Andrew or Jim. Yes, we lied down in...
Aha!
You laid down with another man.
Just lied there
and
took
all,
pictures.
That's all I'm just saying biblically.
It was two.
You lied down with two other men.
We were all clothed.
In the pictures.
Yes.
Yea, though he layeth down with two other men folk.
Let me ask Mary Jane a quick question, because Mary Jane was at that lunch that day.
Yes.
Yes.
Did you leave before they left?
No.
That's debatable.
What do you mean that's debatable?
What? I got in a separate vehicle.
Oh, no. So they could have gone back in.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this, if there's a possibility this could have happened. They acted like they were all leaving. All at the same time. You went to get in your car. Do you think that they could have gone back, taken out money, given Perry tip money to do things sexually to them?
It never happened.
Was there times for that to happen?
I cannot testify on their whereabouts once I got in my vehicle.
Oh, jeez, Perry.
It never happened. There
Where's
was
the money,
gay.
Scaremaster?
Where's what money?
The money, Scaremaster.
The money
what
the
money, you
get
fucking
the
idiot?
Give the body.
They were in the bathroom as long as they were in the bed, and then they...
What? Did you see anything
the
in the bathroom?
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Your witness, counselor.
You were in the bathroom with them.
Is that true?
Just a stupid picture.
Just a stupid picture.
Just a stupid picture.
I think we're getting the picture, and it's coming in clear.
Loud and clear. You seem really frustrated today. Or is it, do you feel guilty about stealing from me and Mo?
Take a stand back, everybody. Take a stand back, everybody.
Okay. Okay, Perry, what are you doing? Let him see your fanny pack. What is the matter with you?
All right, Scaremaster.
What the fuck are you alone? Sit down, Perry. The show's almost over.
The show is over for life.
No, it is not over for life. We'll just get a replacement.
This motherfucker can't. Be a man.
Who's this?
You can't be a man. You fucking guys think I stole money.
Yes, you
did. When I got a fucking paycheck, not to steal any money.
What did I do?
I didn't steal any money. I got a paycheck.
Well, it seems like everything is pointing towards you.
Whoa, hold on. Everybody stop. We got to do it again. The Elvis lights weren't on.
Show's over.
I think we can go on without the Elvis lights. I think we're going to be okay on this. Perry, the show's not over.
The show is over. And your career with me is over.
Really?
Yeah.
But we're still good, right?
You're gonna
go
start
fuck yourself.
You're gonna
oh,
start
I stole money?
He's bragging again. He's bragging again, right in my face.
Do you know how much that hurts me?
Oh, I stole money.
I stole money from you saps of shit.
It really makes us feel dumb, Scaremaster.
I did nothing except try to help you. I gave you so many chances, and then you taunt me. Oh, I stole money from you fucking losers. What an asshole.
We're
you
not
are.
Dumb.
I'm not stupid
We're
at
smart.
All.
I want to have
dumb
a meeting
like
with you when the show's over.
Meeting with me?
Yes.
Me too.
You're out of here. You can go fuck yourself.
I want to be in the meeting.
Okay. Why can't Mole be part of the meeting?
I should be part of the meeting, dude.
I think he should, too. Just say what's on your mind right now. Say what's on your mind.
I did not steal any fucking money.
Well, what about the money?
What money?
The money.
What the money?
Thank you.
There does seem like a lot of money's missing. And I don't know how that
Yeah, where's
be.
The money?
I don't. I'm not in charge of the money
Hey, where's the
for
money?
The show,
Hey, where's
stupid.
The money?
I'm not the banker for the big three podcast show.
Okay.
Even though it was my 20th anniversary of being in this fucking business.
20th anniversary.
Boy, I'm done with this business.
Are you really?
Why?
I'm serious.
You're just getting back
on
top.
I'm done with you two fucking losers.
You're just getting back on top.
I'm getting back on top. On top of what?
The heap.
Well.
A number one.
So anyway, it looks like this is the end of the show and maybe the end of the show permanently. Are we doing a show anymore?
If this motherfucker will apologize to me for stealing.
What did I do?
What did I do?
What did
I blame Perry for stealing all the money, even though Perry's not the one that's in charge of it.
Well, then who took it if you didn't take
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Who took
Don
it?
Don Barris is
whoa!
In charge
whoa!
Of all.
Whoa!
What? What?
Don Barris is in charge.
What a coward. What a coward. This guy's putting the blame on me.
Dan would never do
thank
that.
You, Mo.
How
I
many times
it.
Have I
you know what?
Dan with money?
Can I just say a one lot. Thing? Let's just drop all this. This may be the last show with Perry. Mo, would you mind doing a show just the two of us?
Big two. Nah, it doesn't sound as good.
All right.
What?
Okay,
hello?
You can take your fingers out of your ears, Mo.
Hey, Dan. What? Wow, what you guys listen to?
Okay, we're not completely done with it as of yet.
I gotta put my fingers back in my ears?
Yeah, would you do that for me, please?
Okay, hold on. All right. I really get sticky.
Mole, can you hear me? Mole. All right, so we'll go on with this. All right, now, this is where things kind of get interesting in the storyline where Perry blew a perfect scam. And Mole had, as you know, just asked a computer hacker to get in your bank account. Do you remember any of this at all?
Vaguely. And if there was a computer hacker that got into my bank account...
Well,
there would be some legal action going on.
Right. Well, you know who Huey Craig III is.
Sure do.
Okay, that's where he became a great friend of the show because he did get in there and he finds out, well, why don't we listen
to this?
He got
into my bank account?
You didn't know that?
That's where my money's going.
No, he's not. He hasn't taken a penny out of it. He can't take any money. He can just look at it and see what's going on in there. All right, well, why don't we listen to this? This is the first time that Huey Craig III sent in a $10 shout-out, and then he became a regular pal to the show.
$10 shout-out!
Dear Big Three, I'm a professional computer hacker that has been hired by Fortune 500 companies to hack into competitors' computers. My reputation has been so good, I've also been hired to work for the United States government for top-secret jobs that is considered confidential, and I'm not allowed to mention on this $10 shout-out. My show business connection is that I was hired as a consultant on the film The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo, but what I live for is the Big Three podcast. I like this guy already.
Does he want to hack into our computers?
I love everything about the podcast. I love everything about Windy City Heat the movie, and I even used to like Perry. However,
used to.
Yeah, okay, let me read this, and I see what he's talking about here. However, when he called Mary Jane the name that he called her on last week's podcast, that was the end of any respect I had for this rotten piece of Italian gristle shit. Mary Jane is everything that a classy, beautiful, perfect woman should be, and Perry should consider himself lucky to have her even look at him. So when I heard that you were looking for someone to hack into Perry's bank account, I knew it was time for me to step up and offer my services.
Perry, what?
Oh, that's right, because we had asked last week for someone to check into the bank account.
Keep reading.
Perry banks at Chase Bank, and it seems that he did make a deposit that cleared on July 6th for $973.98. So here's proof
what?
That he ripped Mole off.
What?
What?
What? What? That's not $100. Scam Master, that's not $100.
That's not. Give me this fucking letter.
That's not $100.
One.
Let me finish reading it and then I'll let you.
How the fuck does he know where I bank? How the fuck does. Jesus.
Do you bank at Chase Bank?
Yeah, I should bank for Chase.
Well, then I guess he found out that. He
Scam
did.
Master.
Does he work for Chase?
Hey, look over
he's
here.
He's a professional computer hacker.
Why don't you look over at me, dude?
I'm looking at you.
Let me finish this letter. Okay. So here's the proof that he did rip Mole off. Ever since I saw the video where he stole money from Don's wallet, I knew that he was nothing more than a low-level moronic Italian criminal. You see the look. You see the same look that Perry had when he got caught in the eyes of all low-level moronic criminals. If you need me to hack into his bank account and clear it out, I'd be happy to help out. But we should do it quickly. If you ever need my help, I'm there for you. Big three, Huey Craig, the third. Wow.
I want to talk to you outside right now.
What do you mean?
No, I'll go outside. That's what I said. I'll go outside. You guys stay here. I need to cool off. I'm really upset.
What are you mad at?
I think everybody knows.
Yeah, I do.
What?
How dare you?
What?
Announce how much money
I didn't. I was reading this
deposited
letter.
In my bank account.
I was reading
how
this.
How dare you?
I had no idea.
I don't fucking care what that motherfucking letter says. You got to read it out fucking loud like a fucking cocksucker.
I'm confused in what you're talking about.
What do you mean you're confused in what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about.
No, I don't. I don't know what you're talking
about.
You
know exactly what I'm talking about.
I have no idea.
He will know.
I can't hear you.
He will know.
About what?
The money.
What money are you talking about?
From the show.
Did you rip him off?
Are you our boss?
You
are you our boss?
What does that mean?
Did you not write us checks?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you not our boss?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Mole, come back in here.
You're not our boss.
Mole! Shh. Just be cool. Everything's fine.
Hey, did I square that up? I square that away? What happened?
Yeah, I asked him.
It's not squared off.
It seems like he was trying to say something
sabotaged.
Crazy. You sabotage me. You're trying to blame me.
I'm blaming you. You're our boss.
You're the guy that...
You are our boss.
I didn't put $900
you
in...
You are
what is it?
Our boss.
I didn't put $973.98 in my bank account.
You gave him cash.
I gave you cash. $100.
Right.
Right.
What's that bullshit?
I have no idea.
That's
this
a
must
fucking
be the money.
Lie.
So you did not make
no,
it...
No, I did not get this fucking check.
You see, swear
well,
at
then,
your mother.
Well, then where did you get the money to make the deposit?
That's a fucking lie.
That's a lie?
So you swearing cricket?
Yes.
Swearing your mom?
Yes.
What?
Yes. They're both dead.
You swearing your dad?
He's not.
You swearing him?
No.
Why not?
He's not dead.
I know, but if you're telling the truth, what does it matter?
All right, here's the deal. You
oh,
made a deposit.
You make it so tough to
I
believe
made $100.
You.
I made $100, he made $100, and that letter's a lie.
Yes, but you did deposit $960, clearly.
$973.98.
Yeah, so you deposited that, and where did that
how check- do you, how do you, how does this guy know this?
Because he hacked-
He has
hacked
no
in,
reason to lie.
He's a professional computer hacker.
He's a crock of shit.
All right. Did you make a deposit there?
I make deposits at Chase.
Did you make a deposit for $973.98?
Where did it come from?
On what day?
It says it cleared on July 6th. So you're thinking the holiday.
July 6th.
Before July 6th. But Scaremaster, if it didn't come from that show, where did that money come from?
It didn't happen. It's a
lie. No, it did come.
So you wouldn't mind bringing in your bank papers?
I'm not bringing in my bank papers. Well, show me your bank papers. Show me the fact that you wrote me a check for $973.98.
I wrote you a check.
You damn right you did.
Why would I do that?
Because you're my boss.
So that's where the money came from? Dan wrote it?
That's a lie.
That's what he just said. It's from his account.
But why is he saying that?
Well, why is he reading this letter if it's not true?
Why is he roping you into this, Dan? What's he trying to do to you, buddy?
I have no idea. I've
never
done
anything.
You're
the boss that wrote
all right.
the check.
I gave you $100 cash, and now you're trying to say that I gave you a check for $973.98?
Well, if this guy says that I deposited that kind of money in the
let me
account.
Just, hey, don't look at Dan for a second. Just look at me for a second, okay?
Yeah.
Italians are great liars.
So are Polacks. That's why all those jokes were made about Polacks.
Men have 17 tells, pantomimes. We don't have 20. Men have 17. But if you know them, like you know your own face, you can tell when someone's lying every time. My father was the world heavyweight champion.
Of lying?
of Sicilian Liars.
Now you're Pisano.
You don't want to tell me anything, but you're telling me everything.
I hate to start off with bad news, but we have some bad news. Why don't we do this? Why don't we play the phone message from Mole right off the bat? He explains that he's left the show. Hit it.
Hey, Dan, what's going on? It's Walter calling. Hey, listen, man. You know what? I've been around this crazy world a couple of spins, and one thing that I've learned, I'll tell you what they are, is that you can't close your eyes when you sneeze, and also they don't make cold medicine as strong as they used to, and also another thing I learned, the big three is over. It's just, I just can't see us being able to keep doing the show when we don't have the one thing we need, and that's trust. Because when I hear Perry accusing you of being involved in stealing our money from that live show, I just can't take it. I know he's my best friend, but I can't have him saying that you did anything like that. Because, Dan, I looked at the records, and I got the records, and yes, it's true. He did make that deposit with money he's earned from the live podcast. Anyway, it's really difficult to talk about because, you know, it's painful and emotional. And also, I'm really messed up on old-fashioned talk medicine. Anyway, I need to figure out what to do. I may need to a new best friend. Anyway, have a good podcast. I'll talk to you later, buddy. If you see Scare Master, tell me that he shouldn't be such a big liar to everybody. You know, it is. It's Mole. Also, it's Mole.
Yeah, that was Mole.
Whatever.
And okay. What do you mean, whatever?
Whatever.
What do you mean, whatever?
Look, I did a job. I got paid for the job that I did.
Yes, you got paid $100. And then all of a sudden you found $974.98 in your account. Where'd you get that money?
From the check that was handed to me.
I don't know what you're talking about.
By you?
I spoke with Mole after that call. He's done. He called the bosses upstairs, told them he was done. He told me he was done. And it's because of you.
It's not because of me.
Yes,
it is. I did nothing wrong.
Okay, I'll tell you what you did wrong. You stole money from him.
I didn't steal shit from Mole.
Then how'd you get the money?
I got a paycheck.
From who?
From you guys.
From whose guys?
From you. I believe you handed it to me.
Okay.
Yeah, you handed me the envelope.
All right. Can you keep a secret?
Can I keep a secret?
Can you keep a secret?
What's the secret?
All right, the secret is yes, I scammed Mole out of some money. But where you fucked up is you let him think too much.
Read the fucking letter that said who read the letter? Mole read the letter that I got $974.98.
Right.
What does that mean?
It means that
I got handed a check for $974.98.
All right, but if you would have just let it slide, how did he find out about anything? Because you
gave him the fucking letter,
because the week before, he was wondering about that because you opened your fucking mouth. Like everything. You fuck up every scam you've ever been involved in. Tell me one scam that's worked for you.
I never scammed anybody.
All right. That's the difference. My scams work. The only time they fail is when you're involved. You're a bad luck piece.
I'm not the type of guy that scams people. All right. I work for a living.
What do you mean you work for a living?
I used to work for a living.
What's your job?
I used to be a grocery clerk.
How long ago?
Back in the 80s.
Back in the 80s. We're in 2012, Perry.
Then I worked for my family's printing business for a long time.
Till when?
Till 2009.
Till 2009. That's 3 years ago.
And I haven't done anything ever since.
Right. So you don't bust your ass. You fucked up a scam, and now it's going to probably ruin the show.
I don't think it's going to be hard to get him back.
With you lying?
Lying about what? Look, I'm as honest as a fucking heart attack.
All right, you want to get Mole back?
Yeah.
All right, here's what we need to do then. You need to be part of the scam. I got the perfect scam. All right, you have to admit that you took the money. But why did you take the money? You were raped.
That's where I lie again. I don't like
lying.
All
right. Well,
I'm not good at lying.
Okay.
You know that.
You got to get good.
How about I needed to get my truck fixed or something?
Nobody cares about that. Mole understands rape.
Oh, God.
You can do it.
That won't work.
Why won't it work? Mole will believe that. And the reason that you took the money is because you had to go to these rape clinics and it cost you a lot of money.
Oh, my God.
Say that you can't give them the money back because you had to pay doctor bills and you had to pay for a therapist. He'll feel sorry for you and he'll let you have the money. If you say you got your truck fixed, he's not going to buy into it or he's not going to give you money. He'll want the money back that you stole.
God.
It's a simple story. Anybody would believe it.
It's stupid.
It's not stupid. Mole will fall for it. That's all you got to do. I'm going to tell Mole that you took the money and you're willing to admit to it. Okay?
God. I hate lying.
Okay, but you can do it. You can do this. The point is, we got to get Mole back.
Exactly.
You know what the plan is, don't you? You have to carry through with this scam.
Okay.
You stole the money. To get out of it, you tell them that you were raped.
I don't like that.
Okay, but Perry, stop saying that. You have to go into your character. You're an actor.
It's an act.
All right, but don't tell him that.
I'm
you just say,
you that. I'm
right.
I'm going to tell you that.
I know that, but you have to act like you were raped. Then he's going to feel sorry for you and never want the money back.
I'm going to cry.
Okay, right, but make it really graphic.
Exactly.
But I don't know when we'll see him. I tried calling Mole about 1,000 times. I never talked to him. But he finally returned one of my calls. Will you play that message for me, please?
Hey, Dan, you know, easy, it's Mo. Hey, man, listen, I'm still freaking out about that old thing and everything. I really want to go back to the show, but I got your message that it was Perry who actually took all the money. And I appreciate you calling and telling me this message, the one I'm talking about. Anyway, listen, I just got to figure out what to do, man. You know, talking about the message you left me here, this one. I got to go. Listen.
Hey, Mo, it's your pal Don Barris or Dan Barney or whatever. Anyway, listen, I'm calling you to beg you to come back to the Big Three. I know you haven't been returning my phone calls, and I'm sure you're mad, but I can tell you this. I found out who took the money. It was Perry. And he's willing to admit it. He's got a whole story behind why he did it, and I think he'll understand. But please come back. The bosses upstairs have already tried to replace you. I just need you to be part of this. You can't really blame Perry. You know, he's this Italian piece of shit. You know how these Italians are. I can't imagine any group of people being lower. Fuck faces, losers, crooks, thieves, their mafia connections, their whole life is about being bad. Please try to understand that. And you got to remember this. Perry's the lowest of all Italians. Please get in touch with me. Please come back to the Big Three. All right, bye.
Well, anyway, so by that phone call, you would think he's still up in the air about what's going on.
Perry's the lowest of all Italians?
I had to do that. Well, anyway, I want you to see somebody and go along with it. You may know this guy. Welcome back to the show, Mole!
Hey, I can't stay mad at you guys.
Hey, Mole, how are you, pal?
Who's that?
Hey, Mole, how are you?
I brought balloons.
Yeah, you did.
Hey, Mole.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Thanks for coming back.
So nice to see you guys and Scaremaster.
Hey.
Well,
can I say something, please?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and then Perry has something he wants to say to you.
I didn't know that I was going to come back, but I said, you know something? My mama told me never to not go back to your podcast. I don't know. She never
Your mama said that?
I know she didn't, but I was really upset when I learned that Perry stole all that money from me. I got to be honest with you. I always give him my $10 shout-out money.
And, thank you.
And
you do?
Yeah.
Not always.
Yeah, sometimes I don't get any. When I don't get any, then I don't give it to you.
Okay, I think that Perry has something he wants to say to you.
Well, you know where the money went, right?
Yeah, I do know where the money went.
Hold on, Mole, give him a chance to talk. Go ahead.
Okay. Do I have to explain everything?
Yes.
What do you mean?
Hold on, Mole. Would you listen to
me? Yeah, just ask one question for
sure.
Did you take the money?
So
you took the money?
Yeah.
You stole the money?
I didn't steal the money.
Perry,
But if I didn't use
Perry,
the money,
Perry, you stole the money.
Okay, I stole the money.
Okay, you admit you stole the money. Okay,
I used the money for some lower back surgery.
Lower back surgery,
meaning anal surgery.
What?
Yeah, with when I got raped, these fucking guys.
Hold on, you're going too fast. Well, he has a story he wants to explain to you. Take it from the beginning. What happened? You were skateboarding the week before the big show out in Palm Springs. Take it from there.
I was at a competition.
Uh-huh.
In Palm Springs.
Okay.
Okay. And I had some car problems. So I brought it to these guys that I've known for years. And I was bamboozled.
What do you mean you were bamboozled?
I don't understand anything that you're saying right now. After you said you stole the money, that's kind of when I stopped listening. So wait, what happened?
Okay, Mole, give him a chance to at least tell a story.
Okay.
I was raped.
What?
I was raped.
Again?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What happened? Held down by one guy and actually held down by two guys, and then the third guy
Guys, stop playing with the balloons. I want to hear Scaremaster's tale of sexual assault.
All right, start again. Start the whole story again. Go. Tell
I'm not going to start the whole fucking story
Perry,
again.
Start the whole...
Fuck
Perry,
you.
Stop.
Look,
Perry.
I'm going to say it once, and
I'm
going to
say it.
No. Don't
Perry,
any
listen,
shit.
Stop. Don't ruin it. If he leaves, the show's over.
He's not leaving.
He might leave. Perry, don't
he
say
won't
don't
leave.
Anything.
I'll leave.
Don't say anything you're going to regret. Go back to the story. You're in Palm Springs. You had to go someplace because your car broke down. You went to someplace that you knew about. Continue from there.
Three guys. Not one, not two. Three guys.
You're saying three men.
Three guys.
All made.
No. It was not a chain rape.
Come on, stop. Pick it up from when you got there. The three guys start from right there. When you
God,
so you,
you
went,
like,
Perry, shut up!
Fuck you! Go get the fuck out of here!
Stop being a fucking asshole.
I like the energy.
These guys that I've known before, because of when I lived out there in the past. I went to this garage that I knew of from the past
in Palm Springs.
Yes. So these guys that I've known for over 30 fucking years out in the dumb desert.
What are their names?
I don't remember their names.
Manny, Moe, and Jack?
Yeah, Manny, Moe, and Jack. Okay.
You never told me this part. It was Manny, Moe, and Jack
that raped you? Oh, Jesus
Christ. Wait a second. Is this the same mechanic that was ripping off people for brake jobs on Joe Grover's Consumer Reports?
No.
Continue with your story.
All right.
Get to the part where you were raped.
God almighty, why do I have to fucking keep going? Get to the part where you were... Yeah, I got fucking raped, okay? I got held down by two motherfuckers and the third cocksucker went up my ass. And split my fucking asshole open to where it needed to be sewed back down.
What?
I don't want to say anymore because it's fucking disgusting.
You know what I think he's brave about? This happened before the big show and he did not say a word about it. Going to the big show. I'll tell you this.
This happened after the... Oh, wait.
No, it happened
a week before.
Oh, everyone was all excited about the big show, and some people saw you, and they're like Justin Bieber fans, and they freaked out. Why are you so irresistible to men that they force you to make love on them?
Look, I lived in the fucking fag capital of the southern area of this...
Reseda?
No, Reseda, my ass.
Canoga?
Palm Springs.
Okay.
There were so many fucking cocksuckers out there, I couldn't stand it when I lived out there.
Isn't that what... But that's not why you moved there, then.
And why'd you go there for vacation, then? Why'd you go back there with your skateboard if you hated it so much?
So it was all gay men and skateboard teenagers.
Fuck you!
That's the picture you painted, dude.
No, the picture that I'm painting is Palm Springs, loaded with fucking faggots.
And skateboarding teenagers without shirts.
They're not gay.
Who says?
My skateboarding friends are not fags.
How do you know? How do you think they pay for those new trucks?
You know what?
Perry, you're apologizing.
Apologizing for what?
For stealing the money.
Fuck the money.
What do you mean?
The money was used and it's gone.
It was used for your anal rape surgery.
For the surgery.
Where was the surgery done?
God, I don't even remember.
Well, you better remember because you're going to have 18th? To be presenting some report, some receipts, dude.
No.
The 27th was after the fuck.
You got it on the 19th. You told me the 19th that you had the operation.
Yeah.
Where did you have it done?
In the desert.
The surgery was done in the desert.
Yeah.
And what was the and what did they do? They gave you a local anesthesia and then stitched you up?
Something like that.
Not something like that. Something like that or anything like that.
Dude, I don't want to. I'm sick and tired of talking about this shit.
Well, Perry, Mole has come back because I told him that you would apologize for stealing the money. Now, Mole, you would probably want the money back.
He wants something that I don't have.
What's that?
What is that?
He wants receipts. I don't have receipts on me.
Yeah, you do.
I don't want receipts.
No, you said you wanted receipts.
No, I said
I don't have receipts on me.
To prove you need receipts, but that's not what I want. You know what I want.
What do you want?
Oh, my money. You know, I'm sorry that you had to have tush surgery, but I don't really see how I have to pay for that. If you're going to keep wearing the clothes that you wear, going into garages and having men sodomize you, when you know, why do you get yourself in a situation where you're wearing cut-off jean shorts, no shirt,
biker pants,
and you skateboard into...
He was all sweaty, as he told me before.
Like a gay rape, plays pop strings. I don't see how that's my problem. I just need the cash, so if we could take care of that, that'd be awesome.
Go to our accountant over here. Ask him.
No, I'm talking to you.
He didn't steal the money.
You just admitted on the podcast there that you stole the money. You admit it. Everyone can hear it. I don't even need to bring this to court. I'll go like, hey, listen to this. Here he is, an admission of guilt. A free admission of guilt.
Okay.
So whenever I could get that, that'd be great.
Hello?
What are you talking about? Whenever you get the money...
What?
You'll give it to
me. I gotta run down to my car really quick. I'm sorry. I got some medicine for my throat. Can you guys give me 1 minute?
Yeah.
Sure.
You guys can figure out the money thing. I mean.
Okay.
What are we gonna do? What do you mean? Talk a little louder.
I don't have it, and I'm not gonna ever have it.
Where'd you really spend it then?
Oh, fuck you. Fuck you.
We gotta start thinking. Think. Think.
What do you mean, think?
What can we do?
You made...
Hey, Dan. Just a second.
Hey, Dan, can I talk to you for a minute, dude?
Yeah, you can
go out and talk with the guy.
I don't know what's going on. This whole thing is just really leaving a bad taste in my mouth. I got one guy who's like, hey, I'm irresistible to men and whatever.
This is my last show. I'm not going to take to where I have to explain...
Like a victim enough. You gotta.
A victim enough? What do you mean? I've fucking raped.
You didn't cry. You didn't say that you'd have to wear a diaper for the rest of your life if you didn't get a new sphincter. You gotta be more sympathetic.
Thank you.
All right, think, Perry. What can we do?
Look.
We got to get out of this. All right, here's what we're up against.
Look.
Just listen to me. We can't fuck this thing up now. The bosses upstairs want to replace Mole. I don't want to work without Mole. Do you?
No, you saw that I don't want to work without Mole.
Number okay, two, all right. Well, let me finish. Let me finish, and then you say what you got to say. So we got to get him back. Now, he believes you stole the money. So we've got that going for us. That's where the money went. So he wants the money back. So what can we do? What can we do? Think. Think of how we can get out of that.
Oh, wait, I don't want to wear a diaper for the rest of my fucking life.
What do you mean?
I was raped. I had surgery done. I mean, come on. What do you want? My ass to fucking bleed and shit all the time? Do I have to wear a fucking diaper constantly? No. I had fucking surgery, asshole.
But where I think Mole is coming from is that he feels it's not his responsibility and he shouldn't have to pay for it. So maybe we could do this. When Mole comes back in the studio, you let him talk. You let him talk as long as he wants and say whatever and everything he has to say to you. So then when he's done, you tell him that the two of you are too close of friends and you really got to level
with him. Is he still out there?
No, he's outside. He's walking around because he's so fucked up.
Another hit of weed.
Stop. That's what I think he's doing. I think he's getting high right now. Okay, so let's get back to the scan. Perry, you got to remember this. You have to work on the fact that you're smarter than Mole, and you can't let him get control of the situation. When you're scamming someone, you have to be professional, something that you are not.
Be professional. Dude, please.
Okay, let me just finish the plan. Then you get back to the story where you tell him that you have to tell him the truth. Say, the reason that I took it, I'm a Navajo witness, and
they
don't believe in presents. And I know your birthday is coming up, and I didn't have money to buy you a gift. And I thought, since we've been such good friends, and go with the "you're my best friend in the world" line. He'll like that. He'll like that.
Boy.
You're my best friend in the world, and this year I wanted to get you a gift. So I took the money to buy you a birthday gift. Here he comes. Go along with this thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So anyway, that's how they do it. Hey, why don't you grab a seat, Mole?
Listen, maybe I was a little quick about saying that I shouldn't be paying for Perry's rape surgery. But here's the deal. You know what you have to pay for it? The criminals. And I'll tell you what. I say we start investigating this. I was on the hall. I made a couple calls. These guys, if you're one person, who's going to be the next one? They're investigating it. I called Palm Springs PD. I told them there was a sexual assault. I gave them the date that it was in a garage. Three suspects. You were the perpetrator. I'm sorry. I gave them your name and your information. I'm sorry, Scaremaster. You can't let this happen to somebody else.
Can I just interrupt real quick?
Is your phone off or something? Because they should have. Palm Springs PD should have been calling you right now.
Yeah, it's off.
You don't need to worry about it. It's been taken care of. I've had these guys arrested. I did a little investigative work myself. And while you were gone, I called the police and they caught these guys.
So I'll call off the Palm Springs PD. Probably already knew about it if you had him arrested then.
Yeah. All right. Perry has something he wants to say to you because he was telling me. He wouldn't tell me what it was, but he said his conscience feels guilty. What were you going to tell him?
I'm very sorry that I had to take this money and use it for this. You know, I'm very sad about what has happened to me. But you know,
wait, you know what? If I don't know if you know how brutally he was raped.
How brutally were you raped? Was it all anal or was it also oral?
All anal.
All anal. They all just wanted to bugger you.
Did all three of them fuck you?
No.
Did you jerk any of them off?
No, fucker.
I don't know. I figured maybe if you jerk them off, because you know how to do that, and that's one less person who's going to bugger you if you jerk
them
off.
You know what?
You would think it'd be easier to jerk someone off than let him bugger you in a garage.
He didn't know what was going on. He just went to get his car fixed, right, Perry?
Yes.
Tell him how you were
feeling. What was wrong with the car? Toyota, you take such good care of that thing.
Perry, just level with him.
Whatever. All right, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Because we do want to know what happened there. Maybe we'll figure out later in the show.
Oh, God. I don't even want to talk. I'm just so sick of this.
Okay, Perry. But anyway, you had something you wanted to say where the money went. You wouldn't tell me, but why don't you tell Mole?
You know where the money went.
I don't know where the money went.
It went up my ass.
Birthday. What?
You want a birthday gift, don't you? Yeah, your birthday's coming up.
Yeah?
When's your B-Day?
You know my birthday.
No, I don't.
What were you telling me before about your friendship with Mole?
Oh, yeah. Aren't you my best friend?
Yes.
You're supposed to be my best friend, right?
Totally. Totally your best friend.
Are you sure?
Yes.
You blame me for anything?
A lot of stuff. Like what?
9/11. Oh, you're going to blame me for 9/11.
I blame that you don't care about America.
I don't care about America? Again, fuck you!
Perry.
You blame me for Nathaniel's death?
Nathaniel who?
Okay, Perry, you're trying to get back on his good side.
I'm on his good side. No, he just wants to act like an asshole to me.
All right, tell him what you did with the money.
You know what I did with the money.
I don't know. You didn't tell me.
Oh, bullshit. I had my ass sewed up, but I also want to give him something.
What?
Oh, my God. I don't want your ass. I don't want your sewed up ass. Were you doing that for me? Dude, don't do that for me. Maybe do that for Adams.
No, you fucking Fruit Loop.
Do that for Adams.
No, wrong. There's some gifts that are going to be coming your way.
What? You wait, are you saying you took the extra $750?
Well, actually it was $850, excuse
You're
me.
You're saying you took the extra $850.
$8.50.
Scaremaster, you're on tape saying you stole the money.
Know,
so
whatever.
You can make all the jokes you want about it, but do you really want to go down this road, or do you want to discuss what we're going to do about this? Because honestly, this is just, it's really close to a felony. You're $150 away.
Oh, I am.
Perry, you're buying him a gift, you said. Tell him that.
I don't even know. Well, yeah, there's a big bottle that's going your direction.
A what?
A bottle.
I think
a
what
bottle.
He's saying. I think what he's trying
You're gonna
to say.
You're going to give me an $850 bottle of something for my birthday?
No, $150 bottle of something.
Then where's the other
$700? It went up my ass, asshole!
Again, I'm not paying for your surgery. There's funds out there that pay for the
You need to go smoke some weed.
What about your insurance? Does that pay for any of it?
You're getting too stoned right here.
You're okay.
Just go out. Oh, you don't want to go out there?
I go out there.
Well, you should leave the room. Go get high, please.
I gotta call the cops. I'm calling.
Just don't call the cops.
I'm gonna call Palm Springs back and tell them to call it off.
Okay, do that.
I gotta call West Hollywood and say I found the person because they've been helping me out and trying to figure this out.
Oh God! Oh God! How can you be so dumb? This is why you can never.
This is why
you are the worst scam.
Oh,
why do you keep saying that?
Because, dude, I don't scam anybody.
All you gotta do is...
I'm a scam artist.
All you have to do is say, Mole, you're my best friend in the world. I wanted to buy you a good birthday gift. So you've got a surprise coming on your birthday. He'll tell you when your birthday is, and by that time, he'll forget everything. You gotta push the fact
He won't forget about nothing.
He will. I'll make him forget. I'll tell him that you never said that. Don't worry. Let's put it off until tomorrow.
Oh, God.
All right?
This is not easy.
I'm back. What are we talking about now?
All right. Perry has something he wants to say.
What's up, buddy?
Hey, man.
Hey.
Hey. Did you get new glasses?
That sounds like good friendship talk.
Yeah, right there. They're new.
Prescription?
No.
Okay. Where'd the money go?
Why are you asking me? It went to you. You stole it, remember?
Okay.
All right.
Some of it went up my ass. Others went in gifts. And you're not getting those gifts until your B-Day comes up.
Yeah. Let me see the ass surgery. Let me see it. Let me see
it. I'm not showing you my
ass. If it was on those days, you still have stitches. Let's see them. Let's see the stitches. Dan, you want to see them?
I'll tell you the truth. I saw them. And you're not feeling
Mary different. Jane, you want to see him?
Let me say something, Mole, before you continue to say
I know Vince in the booth wants to see him.
Let's stop right now, please. Vince wants to see anything he can when it comes to scars on the ass.
Everybody's got their picadillos.
All Perry had was like bloody bandages because the sphincter's on the inside.
I saw it.
Oh.
I saw it. And it's gross. It almost made me throw up. I don't want you to see that. But Perry has
It's like it's all like stretched out and stuff.
I'll let Don answer that.
Why would Don have to? Oh, wow, Don, you know
saw
a lot
enough.
About.
Don
yeah,
saw
but I mean,
enough.
Don is the Don knows more about your rectal health than you. That's really, I don't know.
Well, let me just put it this way, Mole, you don't want to see this. It's absolutely disgusting. What you want to do, though, is Perry wants to tell you something about being your friend and what surprise he has
Look,
for you.
Like I said earlier, you're supposed to be my best friend. And since you're supposed to be my best friend, you're supposed to help me out. I figured since you're helping me out that I'm going to help you out with a little gift for a thank you. So since
you're thanking me for stealing all my money?
No, I'm not thanking you for stealing all your money because I didn't steal your money.
Yes, you did.
I used the money for a health problem.
It doesn't matter what you used it for.
Perry, you bought
you
a present with
asking,
it.
Right?
Yeah, he's got a present coming to him eventually.
All right, the truth is he bought you $850 present.
You did? That's
yes.
What you did with the money? Oh, buddy, you didn't have that ass surgery with my money after all, did you? You took all that money and bought me a present, didn't you?
Yeah, all right.
You're the best. That's because you're a Javajo problem. You can't use your own money to buy me a present.
I can use my own money to buy you a present.
Not get kicked out by the royal dog.
The royal dog.
Schnauzer,
like
whatever it is. The
Jehovah God is his name.
I think it's Westminster.
Don't blaspheme our grand creator.
Perry, you're winning. Stop putting your foot in your
mouth. So, come my birthday, you're going to give me an $850 present. Oh,
yes,
my
he
God.
Is.
That is exciting. Hey, you know what? I'm calling him back at West Hollywood PD, and I'm telling him to stop the investigation, put it on hold, because it looks like we found the money, and Scaremaster stole it, but it was just so he could give me a Javajo birthday present with $850 on my birthday in a couple weeks.
Okay.
Beautiful.
What is it? What is it? What is it?
Big three! This Sunday is a big day because this...
What's going on, Dan?
Well, what is going on this Sunday?
Marathon. My birthday.
It is your birthday. And, you know, since we are not going to be seeing you on Sunday, I got you a little gift here. There you go.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you, buddy. I'm excited to open this, but I got to tell you, I'm mostly excited about the gift I'm getting from that guy right there. Because when he said he took my $860, he's going to...
$874.98.
That he's going to give me... it was all for a gift, Scaremaster. I don't know what you got up your sleeve, but I'm very excited. But should I open this first or yours first?
Open that one first.
Whoa, dude. Dan. Mm-hmm. How much is here? Wait a second. 6, 7, 8, 6, 23, 56, 70. It's $874.98 here, buddy.
Happy birthday to you.
Aw, thanks, but what's this for?
For your birthday. I felt a little bad because Perry stole money from you and didn't give a shit about your feelings.
Perry didn't
at all.
Steal the money. He took the money to buy me a gift.
Well, we'll see.
Well, let's, here we go. Hold on, there's the gift from Dan. Scaremaster.
I can't hear you.
Hey, could you stop? Could you stop this?
I don't have it.
Sure do.
How do I have it?
Just gave it to him.
I didn't give him, I gave him a gift from me.
It was all my money that I gave you to give to him.
Oh, he gave you that money, Dan?
No, that's not true at all.
Liar.
He said he did. So, where's my present?
Dan, Don just gave it to you.
Dan.
No, that's the one that I gave to you.
That's what you gave to me. But right. He said he gave you that cash to give to me.
He's lying.
Well, you guys got to work
when'd
this out.
When did you give me the cash, Perry?
I'm not going to tell you.
All right. Well, as you see, Perry. You know what? Before we get into this. Mole. Mole. Mole.
Hi. Hello?
Take your fingers out of your ears for a second.
My fingers out?
Yeah, we're going to close the show real quick.
Hold on a second, you guys. Hold on, I got to go in the other room. I got a super surprise for you guys.
What's that?
Hold on. There's still like 20 minutes left in visiting hours, and hold on to someone here. What, you say hi, he's in the other room. He came to visit me, but he's been visiting all the other patients. Hold on a second. Josh! Hey, John, come here. Hello.
Mr. Adams, how are you?
Mr. Adams.
Yeah. Mr. Bonas. Hello. How are things going?
How's Mole doing?
Well, I will tell you something. This facility where he's is wondrous. Here's what's wrong. I stopped by to visit him the other day and fell in love with the place. And so I came back today for luncheon, and I ended up staying through dinner, and it's been wonderful. I've met so many of the staff and therapists. But here's what I've been enjoying doing. Tell him what you've been doing. I'm telling him, Walter. I'm telling him, please. What I've been doing is I've been walking around and visiting the other patients. And I sit by their bedside, and I stroke their hair. Yes? And then I tell them, just let go.
Why would you do that?
Why? It's what I used to intern at a hospice.
It doesn't sound like that'd be good advice.
That's not good advice.
Well, I will tell you something else. And Scaremaster, you will enjoy this, and this may bring back some memories for you, especially today. Today I showed up. Hold on, let me see how many I have left. 1, 2, 3. I have 3 left, and I showed up here with 8 Gateway lollipops. DRP.
You know what?
Hey, Mr. Adams, speaking of those date rate lollipops, what's going on with you and Tom Brennan?
Love is in the air.
Mole keeps saying that you guys are getting married.
Well, that is the hope. And I'm
it's never
going to
happen.
To be one of, to possibly be the ring bearer.
It's never going to happen.
But I'm not talking about the one that goes on your finger, if you know what I'm saying.
It's not going to happen, you sick bastard.
Would you do this? Would you do this? If you were to be led down the aisle by a Prince Albert on a chain by three school children.
What?
Oh.
He's not saying anything.
Well, good. So he's thinking about it. Now, Scaremaster, what did you think? Have you been thinking about me in torment? Because I have.
What did I think? I think you should be locked up behind bars. That's what I think.
Well, what? What did I do?
You raped my friend. You raped my publicist. You sick bastard.
We're both consenting adults. We're both consenting adults.
You're a sick bastard.
Okay,
but... How do you figure?
You had the guy handcuffed. You gave him this rape date, the date rape lollipop. And you fucked him up.
How so?
How
so? I believe I made sweet love to him with my fist.
Oh, God.
And other implements.
Okay, Mr. Adams, let's just drop this whole thing. What we should be doing right now is wrapping up this Best of the Big Three podcast because we're way over 15 minutes, and that's what we're supposed to put together here.
Oh, the show is 15 minutes?
Over.
I didn't realize you were still doing the show.
We're not. Let's just talk about this another time.
But let me ask you this. And this is because I do still feel like I represent all of you. Because Walter was asking, when is Walter to be paid for the Wendy weekend, Eddie? When will he be paid?
When Don, you know.
And also, how much will he be getting paid?
We only made $100 a piece.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Eddie, are you telling me you're paying Walter $100?
Yes.
That's what we all made, Mr. Adams.
Mr. Adams, do you believe me or not? I
will tell you something, Scaremaster. Speaking with you right now, something smells very fishy. And it's not the painkiller addict in 3B.
Excuse me.
But I'll bet you he smells a little fishy, right? It's kind of a joke there, Mr. Adams.
I'm sure if it's a he.
Okay, well, listen, can we talk with Mole? Because we've got to wrap this up. Can you put him on, please?
You mean... $100
Molinsky? Oh, come on, Mr. Adams.
Mr. Adams, cool it, all right?
If you want to get in touch with us on the
social... I was not born just yesterday. Hold on. Walter, it's your co-workers.
Hey, we're closing out the...
Hey, we're closing out the show, Mole.
So if you want to get in touch with...
They're robbing you blind. You're robbing me blind,
Jesse. So as I was saying... If you want to get in touch with us on the social networks, you can get in touch with me, Don Barris, on Twitter at SimplyDon1, that's the number one. On Facebook, you go to Don Barris. You can also use Don Barris if you want to come and see my Vine videos. And another SimplyDon, the number one, is where you can find me on Instagram. Where can people get in touch with you, Mole?
You know what? I'm not allowed to have outdoor interaction anymore for a while.
All right.
But as soon as I have my $100, you can find me at the Cornea, at the Cornea Connection, looking for a new pair of eyes for my aunt.
Okay, Perry?
I'm on Twitter at ScaryPerry818 and on Facebook at Perry.Caravello.
And that's K-A-R
as in car, A-V as in Victor, or Victoria, Victoria. C-A-R-A, V as in Victor, E-double-L-O.
That's getting longer and longer all the time.
Well, I think he's really bouncing between his relationship with Victor and Victoria, which is a classic
Victoria.
Story about a man struggle between his male and female counterpart. Remember Victoria with Julia
Andrews.
Johnny Musical with Mary Poppins showed everyone her chocolate loaf smoked potatoes.
If you'd like to see me perform live, come late night to the Comedy Store. I'm there every night. And on Monday nights, go to the Ding Dong Show. It's Death Squad's podcast. That show starts at 10 p.m. Anyway, listen, so let's put her there, guys. Big... tree. Goodbye. Happy holidays.